英语 PK 台，一起学起来。朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的英语美文。让我们邀请出电话连线的嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, long time no see, 晶晶 also and everyone obviously.
欢迎同学们呢登录到一直播来观看我们的在线直播。两位老师现在信号还可以，一直播搜索英语 PK 台，或者是呢您听音频在蜻蜓 FM 搜索晶晶，北京晶和三个人的晶，也可以收听我们的音频直播。啊，这个月朱迪老师为我们带来了一篇传说故事啊，A legend.
It's a legend. Of course, in coastal cities, mainly in Europe, there are many legends about the sea. And there are all kinds of legends about mermaids, about like magical sea lions, about Loch Ness, of course, as well. But also about pirates.
啊，是哈，欧洲哈，这个靠海哈，所以呢，有很多关于海洋上的传说，有美人鱼的传说，有海盗的传说，反正都不少听了啊。那今天我们要说的这个呢，是关于一块礁石的传说。
Exactly so, exactly so. It's a bit of a religious story somewhere, but it's about two pirates, and it has been said that they actually were Dutch. So that's kind of funny because, of course, I'm from the Netherlands myself. I was surprised by this story because I didn't know that there were that many legends about pirates to begin with. So when I started looking for stories, I stumbled upon so many different kind of legends, and this one was the most famous one. So it's nice to talk about this one.
朱莉老师找到这个故事的时候特别兴奋地跟我说，啊，这个故事特别有意思，我觉得很有趣。好，那我们今天就把这个有趣的故事分享给大家啊！我来为大家介绍一下这故事讲的是什么。是说呢，在这个苏格兰东海岸的一块洋面下呀，潜伏着一块巨大的诡谲的暗礁。暗礁呢，英文中我们会说 rock， 一个巨大的石头，叫 rock。那几个世纪以来呢，这个地方特别危险，它撕碎过无数的船只，夺走过很多的生命，这就是著名的 Bell Rock 这个地方。
Exactly, exactly. That rock, you can imagine, I don't know, maybe you've seen the Titanic, but that rock was lying under the sea, so many ships did not really see the rock until it was too late, of course. So they came in, they approached the shore, and then bang, the ship, and like bashed into the rock, and thenYeah, basically sank, of course, with everyone on it.
在大海上行船啊，最害怕的就是这些暗礁，看不见的礁石，非常的危险。这个地方今天啊，如今呢，这里高高耸立着一座灯塔，叫做贝尔灯塔。那这名字是怎么来的呢？就要说回到以前了，很久很久以前吧，哈 ，long long time ago， 就相传呢，
yeah.
有一位修道院长。曾经在这个地方呢，他下了个命令哈，说让人呢把一块大的铃铛啊 ，bell， 就是 bell 就是铃铛的意思啊，这个 bell 就系在这个礁石上，来侦测波浪的活动，来提示这个过路的船只呢避险。结果呢，一不小心这个铃铛啊就被海盗摧毁了，是讲这么一个传说。
Exactly. So they placed the bell on top of the rock under the sea.So that every ship in the neighborhood could hear that there was something under the water they had to be aware of, so that everyone would notice the rock when they approached the shore. Now, the person who came up with the idea to put the bell on the rock was, of course, a hero for the people living on the shore. Because you can imagine, like, he saved many lives by coming up with that idea of the bell, right?
后世呢，写这个传说的人啊，就把这个修道院长跟海盗呢，写成了两兄弟，写成了 two brothers。啊，其实他是一个非常简单的一个有教育意义的带着哲理的故事。这个哥哥呢，就是修道院的院长，那弟弟呢，就是一海盗。所以呢，对于两个不同的人，他们对于这个礁石呢有不同的态度，那对于彼此呢也有不同的态度，所以就有了今天的这个 The Legend 啊，经过改写的 The Legend of the Bell Rock。那我们就一起来听一听今天的这个故事，和大家一起分享啊这个午后的美好的阅读时光 Reading Time。
The Legend of the Bell Rock。 This is a story of two brothers. One took to religion, the other took to the sea. One became a monk, then a prior, and ultimately an abbot. The other a sailor, a sea captain, and eventually a notorious pirate. For he was as wicked as his brother was good. Although each was aware of the other's occupation, they had little personal contact. The abbot prayed often for the sea robber, who in turn despised his brother's chosen calling and took every opportunity to ridicule and embarrass him.
Julie 老师
This is a story of two brothers.
这是关于两兄弟的故事。
One took to religion, the other took to the sea.
注意这里有个表达叫 take to some place or take to some 职业 occupation, 什么意思呢
Exactly. When you take to a certain field, like religion or finance or, trade, something like that, that means that you 从事 in some kind of field, some kind of area, that your job is in the field of something you took to. So, one of the brothers took to religion, that means he did something with religion as his job.
朱莉老师都给我们解释了哈，就因为 in Chinese 叫从事。
Mm-hmm.
对 ,took to, 同学们后面加一职业可以说你从事什么职业。其中一个呢、
yeah.
就 took to, 他就走向了或者是等于皈依了吧哈这个宗教信仰就去了 religion。好另外一个呢就 took to the sea, 就去了海上闯荡。
One became a monk, then a prior, and ultimately,An abbot.
好，其中一个呢，我们看有些新单词哈 ，monk 就是和尚、僧人，也可以理解为修道士。然后呢，是一个 prior， 这个 prior 呢，怎么理解？肯定是个头头哈。
Well, it's a bit like a priest, to be honest. Like a monk is doing certain services in a monastery, like he devotes himself to prayer, to maintaining the monastery, etc. A prior organizes all the monks in doing their work.But then the abbot is someone who's giving the prior instructions on how to organize all the monks doing their thing.、
嗯、
so it's like a hierarchy, like it's a rank in a monastery.、
啊、后来呢他就晋升了、啊、晋升了成为修道院的副院长以及最后呢就成了一个 abbot, 这个 A-B-B-O-T, 这个大家都没见过这些词儿哈只有在这个传说故事里才能见到、啊、就是南修道院的副院长对、啊、就是 从事了宗教职业了这是哥哥。另外一个呢
The other, a sailor,、
嗯、
a sea captain, and eventually a notorious pirate.
哎呀，这另一个呀，成为了一名 sailor, 熟悉这单词水手，后来呢就成为了 sea captain, 成了船长，到最后呢竟成为了 notorious, 这个词是臭名昭著的 pirate, 海盗。
For he was as wicked as his brother was good.
哟，这句话怎么理解啊？这个 wicked 和 brother was good.
Well, these words are each other's opposite, right? Each other's 反反义词。
嗯。
So you can say, well, this brother was very, very wicked, as wicked as the other was good. So it means that the other was very, very good, just as much.As the other brother was wicked. So the amount of wickedness was the same as the amount of goodness in both brothers.
Hey, 这句话写得很好，就说两兄弟呢，是一个善，一个恶。Wicked、
mm-hmm.
是邪恶 ，good 是良善。所以我们可以作为一组反义词来对比记忆了哈 ，wicked 和 good。好，这第一段呢，交代了两个兄弟的一个背景。好，我们看第二段。
Although each was aware of the other's occupation, they had little personal contact.
虽然两兄弟呢都 be aware of, 都知道，都留意到了彼此的这个职业 occupation, 职业 jobs, 啊。那可是呢他们却很少有 little, 就几乎没有 personal contact, 就没有什么个人联系了。
Yeah, they were so different, they didn't really connect, They didn't really, they knew about each other's existence and they knew what they were doing. Like the pirate knew that his older brother was an abbot, and the abbot knew that his younger brother was a pirate.
确实是。
But they didn't really, yeah, they didn't wrote letters to each other or something. I mean, in that time, you couldn't really reach at each other or give each other a call or something like that.
基本上等于 lost contact.
Yeah.
就 不 contact 了。你看，昨天我们才学了这个词的。确实这两个职业差的有点远啊。
The abbot prayed often for the sea robber.
哦，说这个当哥哥的呀，当修道院院长的哥哥呢，倒是经常为当海盗的弟弟啊祈祷，因为觉得这做海盗这事儿呢，可能还是有点不光彩啊，有点这个哈伤天害理哈啊。Pray for somebody.
Yeah, he prayed for the sea robber that he like that is that he would be safe and that.Yeah, that he would do good, etc. That he hopefully would turn out well. Who, in turn, despised his brother's chosen calling and took every opportunity to ridicule and embarrass him.
可是这个当弟弟的呀，哎呦 ，in turn 就是他呢，反之呢，却 despise 根本就看不起他哥哥的这个 chosen calling. 这是什么意思？被选择的 calling.
Yeah, so a calling is like the feeling you have that you have to do something. The feeling you have when you follow your heart. Like some people, they know they want to be a doctor since they are like 4 years old or something. That's their calling. They really, really, really want to do that. Well, the pirate really hated. He despised his older brother's calling, his older brother's wish to be an abbot.Like, I mean, if you want to be an abbot, you really 100% have to want it. Otherwise, you will be a bad abbot, basically. Because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of devotion you have to do. A lot of things you have to give up to be an abbot.
Calling 呢可以指一个职业，可以指你呢从事这个职业的使命感。所以你所选择的这个职业的使命感叫 chosen calling。弟弟呢、就看不起哥哥选择的这个职业和他的使命感。然后他利用一切机会 took every opportunity to ridicule。这个 ridicule 的意思就是奚落、羞辱、侮辱 and embarrass him、
yeah.
侮辱哥哥。
Yeah, so he made all kinds of mean jokes and he was always like.Telling like bad stories about his older brother just to make fun of him.
好，又交代了一段背景啊，我们继续往下听。
The abbot was working in an abbey of a small coastal town. The abbot had become increasingly concerned about the number of ships that were being wrecked upon a small rocky island just beyond the Firth of Tay. The island was so small it was not well visible to the eye of sailors. So many ships crashed into it.What could be done, wondered the abbot, to protect shipping and the lives of the sailors? He called for a meeting between shipowners and leading citizens of the town. After some lengthy discussions, it was decided that a large bell be fixed onto the island. The ringing of the bell in the wind would alert the crewmen aboard the vessels of the dangers lying ahead.
The abbot was working in an abbey of a small coastal town.
这个哥哥的这个修道院呢，它是坐落在一个 coastal town 沿海的小镇啊。这个 an abbey of 呢，也是这意思啊。
Yeah, so an abbey is similar to a monastery. A monastery, though, only has several monks and one prior. But an abbey has someone like an abbot.Like arranging everything, so it's a bit bigger than just an ordinary monastery.
啊，这些特殊词语大家就结合在一起记吧哈 ，abbot 和 abbey 啊，修道院、修道院士啊，修道士。
Yeah, you cannot have an abbey without an abbot, and an abbot is nothing without an abbey.
对，好，他的修道院是在一个沿海的小镇上。
Yeah, a small coastal town. That's where he worked. The abbot had become increasingly concerned.About the number of ships that were being wrecked upon a small rocky island just beyond the Firth of Tay.
但是这位修道院长啊 ，Abbot， 却越来越关心哈、啊。哎呀，关心什么呢？关心疾苦，什么疾苦啊？在海啊，海上啊，因为撞上了那些恰好位于一个叫什么什么 Firth of Tay.
Yeah, so firths are like fjords.Like, maybe you've seen them in Finland, maybe you've seen them on the map. you have like Finland here, right? Then there's all kinds of like little gaps around the shore. Scotland, Ireland, England, they all have that. They have gaps inside their shore. They're little bays, so to say, where the sea just cuts in the land. So, but it's very, very thin. So it's not, it's like a little lake, but it doesn't really have a, it has an end, so to say.
Firth of a Tay, 狭长的海湾、yeah. 太和湾，咱们就把它理解为是太和湾，就说他非常关心啊那些因为撞在恰好位于太和湾外边的一个礁石小岛 Small Rocky Island。 好，这个 wrecked、yeah. wrecked 就是沉撞毁了，撞沉没了。
Yeah, broken.
这是哥哥的关心。
The island was so smallIt was not well visible to the eye of sailors, so many ships crashed into it.
原因就在这里，因为这座小岛呢是如此之小，太小了，而以至于很难被水手们看见。Visible 就是肉眼可见的，因此啊，许多途经的船只呢都会 crash into it， 一不小心就撞上了。
Yeah, just like Titanic, like I said, they didn't see the rock.So they bashed into it. What could be done, wondered the abbot, to protect shipping and the lives of sailors?
好，这就是啊，这个是有怜悯之心的人了。哎呦，每次看到这样的情景啊，这个修道院长就想啊，说可以采取些什么样的措施呢？我们住在这里，我们能够做些什么呢？来保护 protect shipping， 来保护过往船只的安全航行，以及 the lives of the sailor 和水手们的生命呀。
Yeah, because yeah, he was an abbot, so he felt like he should do anything in his power to protect people from dying, basically.
所以他们就行动了。
Yeah, he called for a meeting between ship owners.And leading citizens of the town.
啊，他就 call for meeting， 他就召开了会议。这些会议呢，是有哪些人呢 ？Ship owners， 船主，还有一些 leading citizens， 以及他们镇上的一些镇子里的重要的人物。
Yes, so he wants to have a meeting about what to do, basically, with like all the important people living in the town.
嗯，大家一起想办法。
After some lengthy discussions.It was decided that a large bell be fixed onto the island.
对，就在一段长长的这个 lengthy 可不短哈 ，length 加上 y lengthy 冗长的长长的讨论之后呢，好了，会议就决定了，说呢要在这座礁石的小岛上安装一个大大的 large bell， 要 fixed onto the island， 装一个大大的铃铛。
Yeah. The ringing of the bell in the wind.Would alert the crewmen aboard the vessel of the dangers lying ahead.
对了，就是因为这铃铛呢，风一吹，它会发出巨大的铃铃铃的响声，对不对？所以它可以起到一个警示的作用。
Yes.
所以呢 ，would alert 就这个单词 alert 提醒、警示 the crewmen 就是船员们 aboard。啊，船只上的甲板上的船员们 ，and the vessels。我们来看这个词 ，vessel， 大家知道什么意思吗
？A vessel is not a word for a ship or a boat。
哎，就是另外一个说船只的一个单词叫 vessels。Of the dangers lying ahead， 前面潜伏着的危险、，dangers lying ahead。所以你看这个 Abbott。确实是啊，做了一些好事情，是吧？这是一个大好事儿。
Yeah, definitely. He does a lot of good things for his community.
对，你看他们这个什么修道士啊等等，主要就是以做好事儿为主啊。好，继续往下听。
In 3 months, they had sufficient funds with which to purchase a great bronze bell from a bell foundry in Amsterdam. In a short time, the bell was in place on the island. Hymns were sung, prayers were said.And the bell was blessed. A banquet had been prepared to celebrate the abbot and the successful placement of the bell. The abbot gave thanks for God's guidance. Many disasters would be averted, and more importantly, lives would be saved. The little rocky island became known to mariners as the Bell Rock.
好
Yeah, The bell rock, of course, because a bell was fixed on it. In 3 months, they had sufficient funds with which to purchase a great bronze bell from a bell foundry in Amsterdam.
这个、哎、阿姆斯特丹啊，这个故事不一定发生在阿姆斯特丹啊，这个不一定啊，这可能只是一个传说中 legend has it 啊，在 Amsterdam、
yeah.
说他们用了不到3个月的时间呢，就筹集到了 sufficient funds, funds 就是筹措的资金， sufficient 足够的，哎，就可以用来购买呢一个大铜铃，而这个大铜铃啊 great bronze bell 是 from 一个 bell foundry, foundry 可以是一个加工厂。
A foundry, yeah, a foundry is a place where metal is being used to make certain tools and certain equipment, like a bell or a sword or...Like anything made of metal. Honestly, when at the time that this legend was written, or like a poem was written on which this legend is based upon, Amsterdam was a very famous place where like a lot of things came from, such as like gold, silver, all kinds of metal equipment, pepper, tulips. The Dutch people were very good tradesmen from the start.
Mm.就是金属的加工厂啊，就 foundry in Amsterdam， 就赶紧就买了一个大铜铃哈、啊，还得筹钱呢。好，很快，很快。
In a short time, the bell was in place on the island.
很快呢，这个铃铛啊就在小岛上就安装就位了。
Hymns were sung, prayers were said, and the bell was blessed.
好、哦，这几个 be 动词的句型哈。Hymns, 这个 hymns, H-Y-M-N, 大家也没见过这词儿，这是赞美诗。
Yeah, it's a very, it's kind of a religious song usually to bless something. It's not necessarily Christian, it can also be another religion, but yeah, in Christianity it's called hymns.
赞美诗就唱起来了啊 ,prayers, 祈祷词也念起来了，这个铃铛啊就承载起了人们的祝福啊，大家都看、就是唱唱歌啊，念念词啊等等，大家就希望于把所有的希望就生的希望就寄托在这个铃铛上，希望它能够保护过往的船只们安全。
A banquet had been prepared to celebrate the abbot and the successful placement of the bell.
当然是要庆祝的哈，还有一个小小的 celebration 啊，有 banquet， 这个 banquet 就是盛宴 ，feast， 可以这么说。
Yeah.A feast, a very big fancy dinner.
A fancy dinner. 啊，大大的盛宴呢，也筹备起来了啊，就来庆祝呢这个修道院长啊提议的要落实这个 successful placement, 顺利的成功的落实了安装了这个铃铛。
The abbot gave thanks for God's guidance.
啊、哦、这句话我们也不太明白哈、啊、就说这个修道院长呢他感谢了这个哈、啊、God, 这个上天的这个指引。可是可能是这个上天给了他这个 idea, 是吧，让他去做一个生命的铃铛、
yeah.
生命之铃，他就感谢了啊这个来自上天的指引。
Many disasters would be averted, and more importantly, lives would be saved.
对了，特别的重要，因为很多的灾难啊灾祸呀 would be averted. Avert 就是避免了。
Yes.So a crisis is averted, a disaster is averted.、Something bad is always averted. That means to be prevented.
对 ,averted 的含义呢就是避免、防止、转移。以及呢正更重要的是啊，人的生命可以得到挽救，没有这么多死难了。Lives would be saved. 这是多好的事儿啊。
The little rocky island became known to mariners as,The Bell Rock.
好，这个 Mariner, 我们来看 M-A-R-I-N, Mariner 是海洋的意思。这个 Mariner 呢，就是水手们、海员们。然后这座小岛就被大家尊称为贝尔礁。
Yes, because of it was a rocky island, on top of the rocky island, a bell was placed.So that's why it was called the Bell Rock from now on.
本来就是一个小岛，因为在岛上架了铃铛呢，于是这个岛就变成了贝尔礁、贝尔石，或者是叫贝尔岛等等等等。好
，Yes.
本来是个好事儿，但是呢，接下来故事要发生转折了。我们来听听看。
Meanwhile, far away in the warm climate of the Mediterranean, the younger brother was robbing and pillaging ships and towns along the coast of North Africa. The news of his brother's work he greeted with scorn and disdain. He laughingly claimed that he put the fear of God into more people in a month than the worthy abbot would in his lifetime. Nevertheless, he was irritated that the humble priest was receiving praise. He planned to do something about it. 6 weeks later, the pirate ship, loaded with booty, dropped its anchor in the Firth near the Bell Rock Island. The captain rowed to the island with six of his crew. Once there, it took less than 10 minutes to unhook the bell and roll it into the sea. It sank silently, disappearing below the waves. The captain gazed at the spot and said almost to himself, "The next visitors to Bell Rock Island won't be blessing the abbot."
好，当这个海盗的弟弟啊，开始进行有他的戏份了。
Meanwhile, far away in the warm climate of the Mediterranean, the younger brother was robbing and pillaging ships and towns along the coast of North Africa.
大家注意看，这两段有不少的新单词哦，有些些 new words 在里面啊。
A lot of topography today, a lot of sea vocabulary today.
对，就今天有很多关于海上的一些词汇。就说同时啊 ，meanwhile, far away, 远远的啊，在那个温暖的 warm climate 是气候啊，在这个温暖气候的这个叫词叫 Mediterranean.
Yeah, Mediterranean Sea. Like, usually people don't say Mediterranean Sea or Mediterranean area, they just say Mediterranean, just like Pacific, somewhere in the Pacific, somewhere in the Caribbean, somewhere in the Middle East.Right, they always abbreviate it.
大家学过吧？这个地理词汇呀、是地中海 Mediterranean. 我可是记得在我们中学课本 textbook 里就学过了这个词啊。Mediterranean 就是地中海，那个地方气候很温暖，适合海盗生活。在气候温暖的地中海上，弟弟正在干嘛呢
？The younger brother was robbing and pillaging ships and towns along the coast of North Africa.
Rob 这个词我们知道了 ，Rob 就是抢劫、
Steal
啊。那这个词呢 ，Pillaging 是什么意思
？Pillaging means to invade a village or another kind of setting, like a town, and plunder everything, steal everything inside the village. So more like to pillage something is just like robbing, but it's more like.Yeah, it's not like only robbing one person or a couple of people. No, it's really going into people's houses and stealing everything.
Oh, 这个
I mean, robbing can be stealing your wallet as well. You don't necessarily need a house or village for that.
这个 pillaging 啊，有指在战争当中的那种啊，掠夺、抢劫。所以 rob 跟 pillaging 其实是一个意思，又抢又劫又夺。因为你想，那海盗的工作主要就是说不许动，把你的钱财全部交给我，对不对？这就是海盗的工作，是不是？
Yeah.
海盗的工作就是抢你的钱，抢你的物。
Yeah, for sure.
而且它是沿着哪儿呢 ？Along the
coast of North Africa.
哦，是沿着北非沿岸，是抢劫这个北非沿岸的船只和城镇呀。Yeah, 他们不仅抢船，他们还抢 towns。还抢镇呢
Yeah, they went into towns and they went into other coasts of North Africa. Yeah, so they plundered everything.
好，接下来。
The news of his brother's work, he greeted with scorn and disdain.
好 ,the news of his brother's work. 而对于哥哥的工作的这些消息呢 ,he greeted, greet 是
To receive, to like to respond to something, to greet something.
啊，致以回复啊 ，greet， 他是哥哥那些工作哈、啊，他才看不上呢。With the scorn 和 disdain 来了，又是两个表示轻蔑态度的词语。我们看看 scorn.
Scorn is like, well, if something is greeted with scorn, it's like greeted with disapproval and dislike.
不喜欢，嗤之以鼻，轻蔑，嘲笑。Disdain 呢，也是一个含义。
Yeah, disdain is also, it's a bit similar like dislike, but it's more like rejecting. It's like throwing something away.
嗯，所以就是整个轻蔑嘲笑的同义词，一个是 disdain, 一个是 scorn。啊，对于哥哥的工作呢，这弟弟才看不上呢，就哼，嘲笑啊，轻蔑，做什么呢？要钱没钱的是吧？整天干嘛呢？
Yeah. He laughingly claims that he put the fear of God into more people in a month than the worthy abbot would in his lifetime.
哎，你觉得他弟弟是不是在 jealous？
Maybe his brother was jealous indeed, but maybe also he could not really understand.Like, I think when you are stealing everything and when you are living like a pirate, you have to be convinced that you are leading the right kind of life, that your lifestyle is the best lifestyle. Otherwise, you can't do it. It's so bad. The same goes for being an abbot. You have to know for sure that your way of living is the right way of living for you. And then you cannot really empathize with someone who does something else, right? So...Yeah, this guy, he obviously doesn't understand his older brother. Like, why would you become an abbot? Like, being a pirate is so much better. So I don't think it's really jealousy. I think it's more like, just not being able to understand at all.
他反而不理解哥哥的工作啊。他就觉得说，你让那些人对那个上帝产生什么敬畏之心，有什么可那个的哈？有什么可值得炫耀的，是吧？我一个月就能做到你一辈子要做的事儿，是不是？他的意思就是说 ，he laughingly claimed， 他还笑着宣称啊，就是说根本瞧不起啊，就是说 ，he put the fear of God into more people， 他会把这个 fear of God 对上帝的这种敬畏之心和害怕之心啊，他会把它是吧，
yeah,
放到更多人的心里。
Than the worthy abbot would in his lifetime.
对他一个月之内，他就不能把这种 fear of God 之心，敬畏上帝之心呢，放到人们的心里。他一个月就能做到，比他哥哥呢 ，the worthy abbot 就叫 worthy， 这里是可敬佩的，对不对？可以理解为敬佩的。
Yeah. If someone is worthy, someone has a lot of dignity, and someone behaves like in a way that gives him a lot of dignity. So to say.
嗯。所以呢，比他那位哈受人敬畏的哥哥呢 ，would in his lifetime， 比他那一辈子要做的那都多得多啊！弟弟就说：“你看我，一个月我就能让大家都害怕老天爷。
”Nevertheless, he was irritated that the humble priest was receiving praise.
这个 nevertheless， 这个就是表示一个转折了。转折，就是说，然而啊 ，he was irritated。这个 irritated 是什么意思？就是特别的
annoyed，
对，啊，特别恼火，特别烦，特别生气啊，讨厌什么呢？这个 humble
priest was receiving praise。
好，这个 priest 也就是这个牧师叫 priest， 所以今天这生僻单词很多啊。这个谦虚的、卑微的牧师呢？正在 receiving praise， 正在接受着人们的赞扬，所以
yes, he planned to do something about it.
He planned to do something about it. 他就计划呢，他要为此做点什么了。
Six weeks later, the pirate ship, loaded with booty, dropped its anchor in the first near the Bell Rock Island.
好。要行动了。六个星期以后，时间非常快，大概一个多月以后呢，这艘海盗船啊 ，pirate ship， 好了 ，loaded， 它是载满了，装满了 ，loaded with， 这是什么意思啊 ？Booty
is all the things that pirates steal from other people. They call booty.
那就是海盗所劫掠过来的战利品，所有的这些金银珠宝都叫做 booty。 哇塞，他那些装满战利品的海盗船啊啊 ，dropped its anchor.
Anchor.
哎
，Yeah. So an anchor is like the thing on the ship they throw in the sea. It's like on a big chain, and it makes the ship stop sailing. It makes the ship stay in one place.
就是抛锚啊，同学们 ，anchor 就是锚啊 ，drop its anchor 就是抛锚啊，就把锚呢放在了 the Firth near the Bell Rock Island.就停靠在了临近贝尔岩的这个河湾内，他们来了。
The captain rowed to the island with six of his crew.
好，这个 row 呢是一个动词 ，row 划桨、划船，就是嘘嘘嘘，划船就划到这个岛上，而且呢和他的六个船员 ，six of his crew， 这 crew 呢指的就是船员，对不对 ？C R E W， 刚才我们说了 crewman。
Yes, so it are people like working on a ship that are crew members.
Crew members, crewman 都可以。
Yes.
他就用了敢死队啊，就六个和六个船员一起划船，就来到这座小岛上。
Once there, it took less than 10 minutes to unhook the bell and roll it into the sea.
What did they do?
They really wanted to get rid of the bell so that, like, yeah, people would get into accidents and the priest, the abbot, the older brother of the pirate, wouldn't receive so much praise anymore.
哎，毁墙容易修墙难啊！你看他们这些人干了些什么动作啊 ？Once there, 一到达那儿以后呢 ，it took less than 10 minutes. 就花了仅仅不到十分钟的时间，他们就 unhook the bell. Hook 呢是钩上 ，unhook 是什么意思
？To unhook, to take off the hook.
啊，解绑，知道吗？就解绑，就解开了这个铃铛啊。然后 roll it into the sea， 就是把它滚滚滚滚滚，把它推到海里去了。
Yeah, it sank silently, disappearing below the waves.
Sank 是下沉 ，silently 是安安静静的，铃铛就开始静静的下沉了。毕竟是个金属 ，disappearing 消失了 ，below the waves 就在海浪之下消失了。
Yeah, oh no,
no.
The captain gazed at the spot and said almost to himself, "The next visitors to Bell Rock Island won't be blessing the abbot."
你看看。这个船长就这弟弟啊，哥哥这辛辛苦苦搭起来的铃铛啊，这个弟弟啊 gazed at the spot， 凝视着眼前的这一幕 spot 这个情景 ，and said almost to himself， 几乎是在自言自语的说
，the next visitors to Bell Rock Island won't be blessing the abbot。
以后，接下来。再途经贝尔岩的人们，就再也不会祝福那个修道院的院长了。Won't be blessing the abbot， 这是怎么一个意思
？Well, the next people that come to Bell Rock Island, they won't be grateful towards the abbot because they will probably sink. They will probably hit the rock and their ship will probably sink.
对，用心险恶哈。继续往下读。
The next day, the captain was ready to go back to the African coast. This time, the sea had a heavier swell, as they sailed out of the Firth, heading for the North Sea. The wind became stronger, and it began to rain. The crew was nervous and mostly silent. Although they were rough and ready buccaneers, they were also superstitious. They were right to be afraid. As the storm grew in strength,Visibility was reduced to nil, and control of the vessel became impossible. Suddenly, with a grinding crunch, the ship came to a shuddering stop and immediately lurched onto its side. They had hit the island. There had been no warning bell, for had it not been rolled into the sea? Water poured over the ship as it began to break up. The crewmen screamed in terror as they fell into the waves. In a short time,There was nothing left of the ship or its crew, save one lone survivor.
好，出事儿了。
The next day, The captain was ready to go back to the African coast.
事儿办完了，第二天呢，这位船长啊就已经准备好了，要返回非洲的海岸了。
This time, the sea had a heavier swell as they sailed out of the Firth, heading for the North Sea.
而这一次呢 ，the sea had a heavier swell， 这个海面啊。这次呢，涌起了更大的风浪。这个 swell、
yes.
大家知道吗 ？swell.
There were more and more waves. There were like a big, yeah. There was a lot of currents. There were a lot of waves.
大家知道海洋是非常 powerful 的，是很有力量的，而且海洋也是非常有灵性的。所以呢，这事情就有些反常了。就当他们正在准备返航的时候啊，正在他们呢 sail out of the Firth 驶出河湾呢前往北海的时候，海面突然就掀起了更大的风浪。
The wind became stronger, and it began to rain.
这风啊是越刮越大了。The wind became stronger, and 雨也开始落下了。
The crew was nervous.And mostly silent.
所有的船员们这个时候也是经过大风大浪考验的哈，都变得非常的紧张 ，nervous。同时呢 ，mostly silent， 几乎全都默不作声了。
Although they were ready and rough buccaneers, they were also superstitious.
虽然他们都是什么呀 ？rough 就是那种特别难搞的哈，很粗暴的，也是很什么。经受考验的
Buccaneers
哎，这个单词没见过，叫 Buccaneers。
Buccaneers is the old-fashioned word for pirates, actually. They were not really called pirates when they were pirates, but they were called Buccaneers. It's like a fancy word for a pirate.
啊，这个 Buccaneers 的意思就是也是海盗，但一个比较时尚的词语说海盗是吧
？Yes.
虽然他们都是一些很粗暴的哈，然后经验很丰富的海盗，但是他们也非常的 superstitious， 也很迷信，所以他们就觉得
they believe also that they did something bad, so they would be punished maybe. So that's their superstition going on.
所以呢，他们也害怕是有道理的。他们这个时候都在心里头打鼓啊，说这个风和浪怎么越来越大了。
They were right to be afraid.
害怕了，也是有道理的。
As the storm grew in strength, visibility was reduced to nil, and control of the vessel became impossible.
这事情可不简单啊！随着这个风暴强度的增加 ，visibility 能见度呢已经 reduced to nil. Nil 就是零了，能见度几乎没有了。而且现在在船上已经根本控制不住船只了。
Yeah, control of the vessel. So.Became impossible, so they couldn't control the ship anymore. Suddenly, with a grinding crunch, the ship came to a shuddering stop and immediately lurched onto its side.
就在那么一个突然间，啊 ，with a grinding crunch, grinding 呢，就是那种什么东西给吱碾碎了、咬碎的声音，咯咯咯的声音，一下叽咯。咬碎的声音 ，crunch， 突然间一阵刺耳的咬碎的声音呢？他们啊，这个船呢 ，came to a shuddering stop， 颤抖着，船就停了下来。然后 immediately， 突然间呢，猛地 lurch onto its side， 突然间就像一侧倾斜。
They had hit the island。
完了，他们撞到那座小岛了。
There had been no warning bell，
因为警示的铃声没有响起。
For had it not been rolled onto the sea?
天哪，难道铃铛不是已经被推入海中了吗
？Water poured over the ship as it began to break up.
这个时候 ，water 水已经开始倾泻在了船上啊，然后 began to break up， 船就开始四分五裂。
The crewmen screamed in terror.As they fell into the waves,
你看看船员们这个时候都非常惊恐的 scream 尖叫着 in terror 在恐惧中喊叫着，但也没有办法 fell into the waves 全部都跌入了海浪。
In a short time, there was nothing left of the ship or its crew. save one lone survivor.
就在很短很短的时间内，整艘船以及其他的船员全部都已经怎么样？ Nothing left of the ship.
There's nothing left of the ship. Nothing.
全军覆没啊，全部消失在浪花中，什么都人也没有了，东西也没有了，船也没有了。但是 save one lone survivor， 只留下了一名孤独的幸存者。
Yeah, only one lonely survivor was still left.
会是谁呢？
Just someone, just a crew member, probably.
就剩下了一个，可能就一个人。
He had a strange tale to tell. He said that he saw the captain disappear into the sea, and at that very moment he swore that he had heard the ringing of a bell, as though the devil himself was bidding the captain, Welcome! The bell was never replaced.And it was not until more modern times that a lighthouse was built on the rock. The Bell Rock Lighthouse has protected shipping ever since. But even today, sailors will tell you that when the sea in the Firth of Tay is rough, there are times that they can hear the ringing of a bell. And when they look into the sky, they see a ghostly sailing ship with one solitary figure pacing the deck.
Whoa!这个后面听上去就真的有点 superstitious
了。So scary, yeah. He had a strange tale to tell.
He had a strange tale to tell. 这位幸存者在事后呢，还是讲述了事发的时候他经历过一些离奇的事情。
He said that he saw the captain disappear into the sea, and at that very moment,He swore that he had heard the ringing of a bell.
哎呦，特奇怪啊！他说他当时啊，他看见了，就这个船长呢，是明明是 disappearing into the sea， 就是他明明是怎么样，已经消失在了海里了，他被海浪吞没了，但是呢，又在那样的一个时刻 ，at the very moment， 他。来他发誓 swore 就是 swear 的一个过去式对不对
yeah to swore yeah
对发誓嘛就是说我发誓我对天发誓就是我说的话是真话呀我发誓我真的是听到了铃声哎听到了 ringing of a bell
as though the devil himself was bidding the captain welcome、
哦、这个 as though 就有点离奇了
just like yeah
就仿佛知道吧 as though devil 是什么
devil is like the person who rules hell so it's like the opposite of the god that Christians believe in
就好像是魔鬼啊正在怎么样
bidding the captain welcome
什么叫 bidding the captain
But if you bid someone welcome, you greet someone. You say welcome to someone. So you welcome someone. Welcome is actually a weird word. It's like both a noun as a verb, as a, yeah, a thing. Like it's really, it's very versatile.
就好像魔鬼正在亲自的 bidding the captain, 邀请的船长说欢迎你的到来 welcome.
The bell was never replaced, and it was not until more modern times that a lighthouse was built on the rock.
就是那时那景给人的感觉，仿佛是铃声在，像魔鬼在发出的邀请一般，就给人那种毛骨悚然之感啊！这个铃铛呢，从那以后呢，也再也没有装上了 ，was never replaced， 直到。到更现代 more modern times 更加现代的时候呢那个礁石岛上啊才建起了一座灯塔 lighthouse 同学们这又是另外一个感人的故事了 lighthouse 灯塔
yeah a lighthouse so it's a big tower with a light in it so that everyone could see it the Bell Rock Lighthouse has protected shipping ever since
这就是著名的贝尔礁灯塔 后来是谁修的呢？又是一个感人的故事，会在今天微信公众号的推送里给大家讲这个故事啊。从那以后呢，贝尔礁灯塔就一直在这个离岸最远的小岛上保护着从这里经过的所有的船只。注意这里的 protect shipping 指的是什么？航船
shipping yeah all the boats all the sailors all the ships that pass by
叫航船这件事情叫 shipping。 好，最后一段。
But even today sailors will tell youThat when the sea in the first of day is rough, there are times that they can hear the ringing of a bell.
这个水手们啊，之间是流传着很多传说的，流传着很多他们自己非常相信的故事的。就直到今天，这些水手们呢，都会告诉你 ，will tell you that when the sea in the first of day is rough.当这个太和湾的海面风浪很大的时候
，There are times that they can hear the ringing of a bell.
你看 ，There are times， 时不常的，他们就会呀、啊、听到那个地方有铃声，叮铃叮铃的铃声响起。
And when they look into the sky, they see a ghostly sailing ship with one solitary figure facing the deck.
他们会看到一幅什么样的情景？在这个时候，当他们仰望天空 ，look into the sky， 他们会看到一艘什么 ？Ghostly sailing ship， 幽灵的帆船。天空中哦，有幽灵的帆船，而且呢，还有一个 solitary 孤独的 figure 身影 ，packing the deck， 怎么理解？
Facing the deck means to walk up and down, to walk up and down.
Oh, 对
just to not knowing what to do, you just walk up and down, like back and forth.
就是 pace 这个词 ，pacing 呢作为一个动词就是踱步啊，踱来踱去。Deck 就是甲板，就会看到一个孤独的身影呢，正在甲板上踱来踱去。这是不是就是那个 survivor? Who knows?
Yep, probably.
所以。
Or the captain.
或 the captain. 可能就是那个 captain. 大家知道吗？这个传说中啊，传说中这个故事是真的发生过的。但是呢，这个 Abbott 跟那个 pirate, they're not brothers. 但是是有一个修道院的院长放了一个铃铛，最后呢是被这个海盗拉尔夫把铃铛摧毁了，于是呢，这个拉尔夫的船队呢也没有驶出这个海湾，也全军覆没在这个海湾当中了。据说这是 a real story.
Yeah, and it's based on a poem that was written in 1802. So you can imagine the story is already really, really old.
对，是个老故事。但是可能不是发生在荷兰，应该是发生在 Scotland.
It's in Scotland, yes.Like it's, but the legend has it that the pirate, the captain, it was that that like made the bell disappear. That he was actually a Dutch pirate.
So what the story tells us?
The story tells us to well, bad. What goes around comes around, I'd say, because yeah, the captain did something bad, so something bad happened to him. The abbot did something good, so something good happened to him.
哎，这些海上的传说都特别有意思啊！这是真正的故事会呀、啊，同学们。一段可能是真实的历史，一个海上的传说，其实它传递的呢是一个引人向善的一个朴素的启示，就是你帮助别人，你就是帮助自己。你要是害人，最终你害的是自己。什么天堂啊，什么 heaven， 什么 hell 啊，地狱啊，其实都在我们的心中。而信仰呢，就是我们心中的那个明灯 lighthouse。
Yeah.
以后要出海的话，千万不要去贝尔礁，这个地方太危险了。但是现在有灯塔还好，现在有 lighthouse 还好。哎，你们荷兰应该会有不少的 lighthouse 吧，灯塔吧
？We have a lot. We have a lot along the coast. We have a lot in The Hague, of course. We have a lot in the harbor of Rotterdam. We have a lot in along the whole coast of the Northern Sea. The Northern Sea is very.Wild. It's not the best sea to swim in or something. It's pretty dangerous, to be honest.
海船呢是需要这些灯塔去护航的，就像我们人心呢是需要一些信仰来指导我们的人生的。好，今天的美文故事就是这样了，感谢朱迪老师的精心的挑选和精彩的讲解，也谢谢大家的认真收听。我们的微信公众号英语 PK 台节目后给大家推送音频和全文本。好，谢谢朱迪老师，我们下一次美文课再见。
Thank you all for listening. See you next week.
Bye bye.
Next month. Bye bye. Bye bye.